The Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results are out, and overall employee engagement across the federal workforce is up slightly this year. It now sits at 68%, but there were no real meteoric rises this year in engagement at any one agency. And employee satisfaction with their pay and rewards and how it matches with performance, that sits again pretty low. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco joins me now to break down the 2018 results. And Nicole, let's start with some of the top line numbers. How's the whole workforce feeling generally these days?
Well, like you said, engagement sits across the board at about 68%. That is up from the previous year when it was at 67%. So over the past 5 years, I think we've seen just, you know, incremental increases in employee engagement since the 2011, 2012, 2013 stretch where engagement was pretty low. And interestingly enough, OPM actually mentioned that in this report and talked about different impacts that things like sequestration can have on employee engagement. I never really seen them mention that anywhere before. But anyway, I mean, a lot of familiar stories, again, are back in 2018 in this survey. So again, dissatisfaction with pay sits at about 26%. And we should say the question specifically is people believe pay raises depend on their positive performance. 32% of federal employees say they believe their agencies take steps to deal with a poor performer or can't improve or won't improve. It's up again a little bit slightly from 31%. And this is an interesting question as well. 41% of the federal workforce say they believe the survey results will be used to make their agencies a better place to work. That's actually down from 42% during the previous year. And if you listen to organizations like the Partnership for Public Service, they point to that question as one of the keys that really shows whether or not employees feel like leaders are going to use this to their benefit.
And just to get to one little statistical point, when scores change by 1%, is that considered meaningful? That is to say, it's risen by about 1%, the overall satisfaction score, 1% per year for 5 years. And given the sample size, probably 1% is meaningful.
I think so. The OPM hasn't necessarily commented on that fact before. They have made general comments of, you know, this is an encouraging sign. And OPM Acting Director Margaret Weikert did express that sentiment in a statement that she put out when these results came out. But she also pointed to some of the familiar storylines that we've heard around that 26% dissatisfaction with pay and its ties to performance. And I think that the Trump administration will continue to use this data, as they have been throughout the past year, as a push for their pay for performance initiatives, for the workforce fund that we still haven't heard a ton about yet. I think they will continue to use this data to really make their points.
Yes, that inadvertently, I guess, does support the president's contention that there needs to be a better performance merit-based pay increase system instead of the step system, which is a little bit of a percent every year. Whether that bolsters the impetus to get that done, that we don't know yet.
No, we don't know. And, you know, we mentioned whether or not employees feel that their agencies properly discipline or hold their colleagues accountable if they haven't been performing well or they won't improve. And again, this was sort of an odd year to have that question, considering the president's executive orders. I just don't think there's been really enough time, even though this administration has put some effort into that topic. I don't think there's been enough time to really see a meaningful change.
And that's a sticky question when people feel that poor performers are not dealt with properly. That can be demoralizing, and that can maybe drive the whole satisfaction down. It could precipitate the idea that doesn't matter what you do, you're going to get treated the same. And that's not a really good feeling in a workplace.
Right. And it's interesting, especially considering that when you ask, and this is a question on the survey, whether or not that you will put work into something if it needs more work. Overwhelmingly, federal employees consistently have said they'll put in extra work if needed at the same time. They don't apparently view that their colleagues will do that. So it's an interesting set of questions there.
We're speaking with Nicola Grisco of Federal News Network. And let's start with some individual agencies, because that 1% rise is an average. Did anyone do really well in improvement in engagement scores, or did anyone sink really a lot?
It's tough to say because the government-wide results don't really break down, you know, who did the best and who scored the worst. That, I think, typically comes from when the partnership puts out their best places to work. But the Health and Human Services Department did very well again this year, 73% engagement score. They also had high participation, or one of the higher participation rates for agencies of their size, at about 57%. NASA, again, is in that large category, and they're at 82%. They were at 82% last year, and again at the top within their cohort of agencies. The Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, the top among small agencies at 85%. There weren't really any huge rises or really big stories. I remember last year, the Homeland Security Department increased their overall score by 4 points, which is a big deal for an agency of that size. We didn't see them mentioned here in this report. I think I found their individual results, and they stayed steady from last year at about 60%. So no really huge, you know, wow stories in this year.
It's not good news, not bad news. Kind of like the Powerball lottery, you know. Mm-hmm. They say if you don't play, you don't win. But on the other hand, if you don't play, you don't lose either. So right. You can look, it depends on how you want to look at it. And what about participation levels in this year's survey?
Well, this is interesting because for the first time, OPM administered this as a census. So previously, they would send it out to a group of people or two groups of people, and it didn't cover everyone in the federal workforce. This year, they sent it to everyone, and that means full-time, permanent, non-seasonal employees. They all got an email about this survey, I think several emails. And total, about 598,000 feds took this year's survey for a response rate of about 41%. Last year, 485,000 people took the survey for a response rate of about 46%. So more people took the survey this year, which I think is what OPM and the administration intended. Yet their response rate, because the pool of people was larger, went down, I think, pretty significantly. Also, should mention, the Veterans Affairs Department, which is the second largest agency in government,
yes,
is
indeed
not part of this. And they are not part of the government-wide report. They administered their own survey. They did use many of the same questions that are in the FEBS, but they're not a part of this. And they actually increased their participation by quite a bit.
And how about their satisfaction score, looking at themselves?
They increased significantly in many areas across the survey, and it's unclear if that's because, again, not having seen the full scope of the survey that they gave, they only publicly released those same questions that match with the FEBS. They did pretty well, though, across the board.
Well, you know that old saying, the beatings will stop when morale improves or something like that. You could say that's the case at VA, that the turmoil at the top, the scandal atmosphere related to events that happened several years ago, have pretty much passed, and they're in a rebuilding mode. There's some steady leadership. They're doing great things in customer experience and customer service. Some hospitals coming online, so maybe there's good reason that scores are improving there.
It's possible. I think, though, there's a little bit more to the story that I think we're going to probably find out
They threw out all the bad scores before adding them up?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that because they sent this survey on their own, and they did this to reduce survey fatigue. A lot of agencies send out their own surveys throughout the year. But VA, having consolidated into one survey, they had significantly more people take it. And so I think that kind of changed the scope of some of the results. And I think that has to do with some of the rising engagement. And I think you could argue that's a really good thing.
Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Check out her ongoing coverage of all of the surveys at federalnewsnetwork.com.